Hi everybody, it's Brian Dalton here on Saturday the 5th of July at almost 1 o'clock in the morning here in Dublin town. What a week it's been. It's been a fantastic week that I could never have dreamed of. For those of you who don't know, myself and my wife Susie had twins on Tuesday the 1st of July. They were born in Dublin's Rotunda Hospital, which is a very old hospital, which I'll come back to in a few moments' time. But the good news is that Luke John and Rachel Margaret were born healthy. Luke weighed in at 4 pounds and 2 ounces, and Rachel weighed in at 3 pounds, 14 ounces. They were born at 7:15 on Tuesday, the 1st of July, a day certainly Susie and I will never forget. For those of you who don't know, I suppose, I am Brian Dalton, living on the east coast of Dublin. I am totally blind and a wheelchair user, and my wife Susie is visually impaired. But that ain't going to stop us. We are looking forward to raising our two beautiful children, Luke and Rachel. And if you'd like to hear them grow with us, then this is the place to be, right here on Audio Boo with me, Brian Dalton, at Daltbr, D-A-L-T-O-B-R. I must say, when I began to think about having children, I was disappointed to learn that there are no parent support groups for people with disabilities here in Ireland that I'm aware of. So it is my aim over the next while to establish one with another friend of mine who is a mum of two children who also lives on the east coast of Ireland. So we're going to try and develop this one over the next few months to give support and advice to other parents who are thinking of having children or who have children. Because if it wasn't for friends that I have, there wouldn't really be any place to turn for little pieces of advice that are vital. I have arthrogryposis, which is a muscular condition which affects the knee joints and the arm joints. So it means that my arms would be shorter than the average person's arms. So lifting a child for me was something that I had to consider. And it was my friend Louise who told me that there was a technique of a one-handed lift where you basically catch the front of your child by his or her baby grow and you lift them in this manner. So this would allow you to lift them for feeding and for other purposes. So it's these tips of advice that are vital in making a decision to have children. And it's this type of advice that I'd like to pass on to other parents. So watch this space. Going back to the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin, I must say that we were looked after extremely well from the bottom to the top. Not that there should be a hierarchy. From porters to midwives to nurses to doctors to obstetricians, in no particular order. Their attitude was, tell us what we can do and we'll do it for you. Tell us how we can help and we'll do it for you. And it was brilliant to see, you know, that me and Susie could be involved. So far, we've held our children several times. I've held Rachel twice, winded her once, held Luke once, and hopefully I will be able to feed them in the next couple of days. So, hats off to the Rotunda Hospital for their support. But really, we're just over the moon and in awe of what's happened over the last couple of weeks. So I'm going to use Audio Boo to introduce our children. We'll interact with them. They will interact with us. And we'll build up together an audio album of their lives. I'd like to sincerely thank Sean Randall for his idea, because I remember back in January and February listening to him on Audio Boo, interacting with his child, Lily, and Kim, his partner. And they gave me the wonderful idea to use Audio Boo as an album so that I could build up a picture of our children. So that's about it for now. Do watch this space. I will be back soon with more news and more developments on Rachel and Luke Dalton. Bye-bye now.